podcast.
Good
now.
Morning, good morning, good morning. How are you, Nikki? Hello, Miss Nikki.
As a fresh dew on a spring flower.
Oh, Nikki's yelling at me. Hold on. What did you want? Oh, boy. Nikki wants me to put on Facebook that we're doing this. Where I'm like, you know what? Screw it. People want to, they should just tune over and listen.
And nobody listening to us.
Well, I'm fine with that. We're going to record. I mean, they'll get to. We're going to record.
Huh?
We're going to record it, and then they can, you know.
Oh, so we're not doing it live?
No, we are doing it live, but it's just I haven't told anyone about it.
I told TJ, so he'll be listening.
Well, so you got one. All right, so we have one listener, TJ.
But he doesn't know when to listen.
Probably masturbating to us right now. That would be cool. Could you imagine if TJ was masturbating to us?
He's not. His girlfriend's right there.
Could you imagine? Maybe it's, I didn't say it was his hand. Maybe it's hers. I don't know. Could you imagine how odd that would be?
It was very creepy.
Oh, stroke it every time Ray says disaster.
Don't do that.
Stroke it.
Leave him alone.
Like good, intense, you know. It's a really intense masturbation going on. All right, I can't get Facebook to come.
Now it's been 2 weeks and a day of you having to be clean.
I've been clean.
Exactly. So now you've got to do a podcast to get it all out.
I've been very clean, actually. I think I've been good.
Yes, you have.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to get to the Morning Disaster Facebook page, but I can't.
Why?
I don't know. I can't get on. Let me try another. Let me try another way because I tried on my phone. My phone won't let me get there.
Try your computer, dear.
So yeah, we're live, but no one even knows it.
We're talking into the air. Maybe aliens hear us.
Way to be, Nikki.
What?
I said, way to be, Nikki.
Way to be, Ray.
Way to go.
Huh?
Way to go, Nikki.
Way to go, Ray.
So it is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Lytle.
I am Josh Akadola.
No, you're not Josh. Josh is dead. We are live. Hold on, I'm typing it. We are live. At morningdisaster.net and on the, what is the app? What app?
I don't remember.
TuneIn. TuneIn Radio.
I've been gone too long.
I know. Well, we've been, you know. Well, I told you we were going to take 2 weeks when I started the show.
I know you told me.
No one should be surprised by us not doing a podcast for the last 2 weeks. I made it very clear. But yet, no one should be surprised by us doing one today because I also made it very clear that I fully intend on continuing the show. I had to start a new show.
You had to get situated.
Yeah, so there's absolutely zero reason for anyone to, you know,
they can double dose.
Yes. Absolute zero reason for anyone to not, you know. Hold on. Let me see if this, I got to see if it works. I got to see if we're actually playing. All right. Make sure, because I had to double check if I had the, I don't even know if I have the streamer on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I got it on. Hold on. Let me chill check.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I do want to check. I got to check.
Oh, sweet Jesus is a
bar. All right, where is it? I literally just put it up. Where is it? Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Hold on. Because now I have the Ray Lytle Morning Show, and I have the Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster.
Oh,
Oh, no wonder I put that on the wrong freaking page. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Ah, no wonder. Oh, I gotta delete that.
So we gotta start over?
Well, I put it on the wrong page. See, because Ray Lytle Morning Show.
So now it's going out over the MAY?
No. God, no. Did you imagine that? Oh, my God. I mean, Wiley says, I'm sorry, TJ is masturbating to what? What in the hell is he talking about? And I'm going to go to morningdisaster.net. I want to see if it's working, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let me click on this, and then...
literally just put it up. Where is it?
There we go. Yeah, it's on.
Oh, I'm on the wrong one. Hold on.
Okay, so it's on. Good. However, it shows zero people are listening. Well, okay. That's impossible because I'm listening. So
it's lying to you.
I know it's not zero because I'm on. I'm literally listening right now. So there's something wrong with the, the statistics. And not the first time the statistics have been screwed up.
Wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah. Oh, well, so we're here today. It's our first show, and God knows how long. I mean...
It'd be nice if I was Skyping.
Yeah, why not Skype today?
Because there are inhabitants in the studio.
I thought the inhabitant that lived in the... I thought that they worked, right?
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Will they take off work today?
Apparently. They're not answering my messages.
Well, you know, Monday
was a big blowout this weekend again.
Oh boy, you and your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. Well, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
But
what?
I'm waiting for the but.
Oh, okay. You want me to? All right, then I will tell you how. I mean, what are you going to do? This friend of yours, who. I mean, I always assumed he was a nice guy, but...
He's a nice guy.
Well, listen, he is brainwashed by the pussy. And, I mean, that's the bottom line. Sorry. And I know you try to get along with the girl that he's with, but,
She's hard to get along with.
She obviously doesn't want to get along with you.
No. Everything is my fault, always.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do?
This weekend fiasco was supposedly a big misunderstanding, and the person in the middle of it, the misunderstanding where all the information was siphoned through,
mm-hmm.
was her.
Would she talk behind your back or something?
No, she was supposed to relay information to me that she didn't.
Oh.
So I got left out of plans. Yeah. So I got a little butt hurt.
So you got butt hurt.
Yeah. And threw a fit all day yesterday.
Why were you so angry? What's up with your anger? Boy, you are a treat, I'll tell you that.
I'm not going to end up like somebody else.
You are something else.
And you and I both know.
You're going to.
And I'm sure she listens.
You know, you're going to. You are going to make yourself crazy.
I know.
I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm not going to let them make me crazy.
You make yourself crazy. You worry about this bullshit.
I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being lied to.
Well, then you just don't even think about it.
But I don't have very many options.
Oh. Oh, Nikki.
Because they're not the only ones mad at me. Or yeah. Were mad at me. Or I'm mad at them. Or however it is.
You don't even know who you're mad at. Listen to how ridiculous you sound.
I know. They're mad at me because I got mad at them. How ridiculous in high school is that?
Really? This is why you is this why you were leaving Facebook yesterday? That's it.
Yes,
I'm
got
leaving
sick of it.
Facebook.
That's why I just got sick of it.
I need clarification. Are you on Facebook or off Facebook, or what's up with you?
The Facebook is off, Messenger is on.
All right, so you're on Messenger.
Right, which is connected to my Facebook because I can't figure out how to turn off Messenger.
Yeah. Well, you just delete it. I mean,
I think you just delete it. I'll never be able to get it back on.
Oh, God. Oh, Nikki.
Because it says switch user, but there's no log out.
Right. Oh, Nikki.
Which is, I'm sure it's something I have to do on the computer and I can't do
so
on my phone.
It is the girlfriend of your friend?
What about her?
That's who you're having problems with.
No, I had a problem with all of them yesterday.
Who's all of them? Him, the girlfriend, and every, you know.
And then my other two friends.
Well, you were mad at everybody. Why, your other two friends?
I was mad at everybody because the four of them went and had fun without me. And they're like, oh, where's Nikki? Oh, okay, let's go.
So they didn't ask you to go? Is that what made you mad?
They asked. They wanted me to go.
Right.
And she was supposed to ask me to go.
Oh, and she didn't.
And she didn't.
Well, why not? That doesn't have more than just her be responsible. Everybody else should call.
Huh?
Why didn't the other
but
people
she told them that she did.
Oh, boy.
And it was miscommunication.
Well, did she try to call you?
No.
Did she text you?
No.
Did you get a hold of you on Facebook?
Nope.
Well, then there's no miscommunication. The communication was fine. She didn't want to communicate. So that's not
she
miscommunication.
She thought they were going to do it.
Well, she told them that she did.
No, she told them when they said, did you talk to Nikki? She said, yeah. And that was the end of it.
Well, that's what I mean.
I texted her to see when we were going to dinner.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm saying it's not
miscommunication. Which was something completely different.
It's not missed communication.
That's what I'm saying.
It's intentional disruption
right.
of communication. That's
what
I'm
saying.
I'm saying that she's a bitch and she intentionally left you out. That's what I'm telling you.
That's what I'm saying. But everybody else is saying, oh, it's miscommunication.
It's not a lack of communication. It's intentional. It's an intentional
right.
act.
And I'm fighting a losing battle.
So make it clear that this is not the person that people should talk to.
I have made it very clear. All day yesterday for about 12 hours, it was a losing battle.
I don't want you talking to that biatch. You don't run it through her. That's what you say.
I fought and stomped and pulled my hair out and yelled and screamed and threw pity parties and
Nikki,
nobody would listen to me. I tried to explain how it made me feel.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't care about that.
No. And then my other best friend, female best friend, she quit talking to me at Easter and won't explain to me what I did wrong.
Why the hell are your best friends not speaking to you?
I don't understand.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
It's very hurtful.
Because if someone's your best friend, you should, you know.
I mean, like, these are friends, like, she and I have been friends since seventh grade.
Yeah.
But
he told, listen, for some reason, there was nothing to be jealous of you over. But for some reason, this woman that he's with is jealous of you. I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
She just annoys her that I'm in his life.
Yeah, and that's, I find that bizarre because usually when someone dates your friend, they just become your friend as well.
Right.
I mean, that's usually how it works.
Right.
I don't get it, you know.
Don't either.
Just don't get it.
Me neither.
Hmm.
So basically, I am mid-40s.
Yeah. And?
I am alone.
Oh, here you're alone, yes. You're alone.
I am alone.
Mm-hmm.
Childless.
Childless.
Jobless.
Jobless.
In my apartment.
Yes, in your apartment, yes.
No friends.
Right. Well, you have me. I'm your friend.
Yeah, but you're busy all the time.
I can still be your friend. Isn't there no fucking law against...
You're my friend.
Jesus Christ.
I have one friend.
So as you lose those friends, I kind of moved up on the friends thing.
There you go.
Well, then nothing really bad happened to me. I mean...
I have one friend and one person in my family that talks to me.
Well, yeah.
My one person in my entire family that talks to me.
I mean, I got that. This is...
And a cat that I think is sick because she won't let me look at her butt.
Oh, for God. Your cat has a little embarrassment. Leave the cat alone. Stop trying to look at it.
No,
butt.
I think she's got butt problems.
But I'm sure they'll be okay.
No, I think she needs her butt squeezed.
Oh, for God. Just leave her alone.
But she acts like she don't feel good.
The cat will be fine.
It's really stinky.
Oh, you're such a... You're such a...
A nut? You were going to say I'm a nut.
Well, I'm just saying that you're very...
I look after my kitty cat.
Oh.
There's something wrong with her ear. She won't let me touch her ear.
But the cat's...
Steven.
The cat
get
is
out of there.
Obvious. The cat has obviously got some issues. You know what I mean?
She doesn't have issues.
The cat
she's
has...
old.
Well, the cat's obviously... Yes, give your cat some privacy. Let your cat have some privacy, for God's sakes.
She has privacy,
maybe the cat
the glands
has,
get clogged.
Maybe the cat has shame.
Sometimes the glands get clogged.
Well, let her take a good poop and they'll unclog.
That's not how it happens. You got to take them to the vet.
No, naturally their feces is supposed
that's
to drain.
That's not what happens.
I'm just saying that's naturally what's supposed to happen.
No, that's not what happens.
It's like your dog.
It's because of the food they eat.
When people go, oh, my dog, I got to drain its glands. Well, your dog is not pooping correctly.
Right.
Because
the glands, because
the
food,
yeah, the solid
waste, the glands get clogged.
The solid waste, when it comes out, is supposed to squeeze against the glands, and that's what makes it all leak out.
Ugh.
I mean, there is a process, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've had to take my animals in to get it taken care of before.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they have to, but not all the time.
Yeah, but I don't want her to be in pain.
I don't think... How do you know it's in... Maybe it's not in pain. Maybe it just has a little shame.
No.
Maybe the cat's like, excuse me.
She's always about, look at my butt. Now she's all about, don't look at it, don't touch it, don't get near it.
Well, maybe she just don't want... Yeah, that's what I mean. She's got some shame. She's like, oh, I'm embarrassed. I don't want you looking at my ass. Let me... Just give me a couple days.
If you knew my cat.
I'm just saying. Rushing that cat. I mean...
But anyway, back to me.
It's like my wife with the you know... Everything is... Oh, gotta go to the doctor. Gotta go here. It's like, just let it lie.
And then I had to have a mammogram this morning.
Well, I mean, that's...
They were exceptionally pinchy.
Well, they're a mammogram is supposed to be, you know...
I know. I get them every year. So this year it was exceptionally pinchy. Well,
wouldn't you want it to... don't you want it to be pinchy?
But last year it was like no sweat.
You're in your 40s, right?
Which makes me think that my boobs are sagging more.
You're in your 40s. Don't you want them to find anything that could potentially be there?
Right.
Well, in your 40s is a
but
better...
They don't have to be so pinchy about it.
Well, maybe they need to be pinchy in order to get a really good look.
Oh, my God. They're going to be swollen and hurting later. Literally, I just got done.
I'm telling you. Maybe it's not the cat that needs its butt.
Maybe I need a vacation.
Maybe you need your glands, you know. What's the process? Put your finger in the butt? For the cat?
Yeah.
Maybe someone should put their finger in your butt.
And then you, like, press around.
Yeah, relax you a little bit. Yeah. I like that.
What is that? Perineal massage?
Can't you go? Yeah, can't you go in and get your butt taken? Can't you go and go? Oh, I need you to release my release my glands.
No.
And just lay stomach down and just let them put their finger.
No.
Manipulate a little bit.
No.
I could not think of putting a finger in my ass. Oh, my God. I could.
Oh, please.
I can't even fathom it. I really can't.
You never had a prostate exam, and you're how old?
I mean, I'm going to get one at some point. No, I had one when I had one years ago when I turned 40.
Well, then you've had a finger on your butt.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I don't... It's not anything I liked, you know what I mean? I know there's some guys who get off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like TJ loves it.
Guys get off on bigger.
Oh, TJ loves it. He talks all the time about how much he loves when women put they get two fingers in there.
Leave him alone.
I just looked at on Facebook. He's the one that had messaged it, so I said his name. I could have said P double. I could have said P double too, because P double also mentioned. But I picked TJ, because now TJ's going what the hell did I do? Oh God!
Love that picture from your anniversary.
Oh my God!
All best members him.
I have what is hold on. I have Brent is messaging in. Hold on.
Oh.
I get a bunch of, I mean, all these, Brent says, I just joined. he goes, oh my God, I just turned on the show and you're talking about cat ass. I'm going. He goes, I'll go with it. I'll make it work. So there you go. He's one of the, he came into the, could you imagine coming in the middle of that? I just said TJ.
Going from that to perineal massage.
TJ likes a finger in his. That's all I imagine. I said TJ likes a finger in his butt when he's getting a BJ.
What, he admitted it?
Oh, yeah. He says, he goes, hello, Raymond. Hello, Raymond. It's TJ.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know some girl that will blow me and put her finger in my asshole while I'll be blowing? That's what he said.
He has a girlfriend.
I'm just. Why do you think he does? It's what she does to him. She takes care of him.
Oh, my goodness. She's going to beat your ass.
She takes care of him properly. Does what he wants done. I do know someone who was on the show that really enjoyed that.
I'm sure there were several someones on the show that really enjoyed that.
I heard it from his girlfriend.
Oh.
That she would take care of him.
I know there's lots of guys that like that.
Not me. I don't think I can. I don't think that's for me.
And it's really kind of funny when you go to do it and you find out that he doesn't like it.
Well, yeah, because you can't. I mean, it would just be, no. I mean, I would,
there's
listen.
There's a butt clench.
You know what I would do? I would very easily, okay?
Huh?
I would very gently say, no, you know.
Right.
I'd grab the finger and I'd say, no. Just to let them know, like, this isn't anything I'm into, you know.
Right.
No. I want to make a big deal out of it, but, you know.
Right.
That's what I would
do. I usually get the butt clench. Thank you.
Well, yeah, my wife would never do, you know.
Hmm.
My wife would never do anything like that, so thank God. But that's what I would do.
That's why I'm nobody's wife.
That's not what a wife does, right?
No.
That's
what you told me before.
That's all good. That's what a girlfriend does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Yeah. I mean, there's other things I'm sure they could do, but I'm not into that. Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was wrong. TJ does not like two fingers in his rectum. He likes three. Does he like three? Is that what it is? Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, I'm zero finger. Oh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
It's the thumb.
Sorry, TJ.
Sorry, TJ.
He just likes one. He likes one big thumb. Likes that thumb to get in there and oh, come on, honey. You know what I like. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's how it works.
What do you say?
I just got a message that says, what, are you trying to be more dirty now since you're not on FM and AM? Well, yeah, I mean, listen.
He's trying to get it out of his system.
Yeah, I got to get this stuff out of my system. I can't do, on regular radio, I can't do this. This has nothing to do with the regular radio show. Nothing.
Right.
This is a silly little podcast that Nikki and I do.
Yeah.
The subject came up, and but Nikki wanted someone to touch her butt. And
I want you to know I do talk to the radio.
You, when I'm on, you talk back?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're insane. What are you saying to the radio?
Things that should be said, that could be said.
You're like saying, oh my God, this is, they missed the opportunity to say this. So you'll say it.
Yeah.
Mm. Brent says, wives don't give you the finger in the back door. That's bullshit. Those are the ones you marry. Well, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. I'm just saying that it wasn't from, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that it's not my cup of tea. You know, it's not what I'm into. I'm not judging. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. I'm just saying that's not what I'm into. You know. I mean, I'm on, there's very few other things that I won't try, but that's just not, you know.
You know, lube it up, Ray.
Well, it's just not my cup of tea, you know.
Right.
It's not for me.
I just thought of something, another reason why she doesn't like me.
Why? Oh, now we're back to your friend's girlfriend. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because of things like the other day she got mad because he gave me a bunch of condoms and lube.
She gave you?
He did.
Oh, he gave? Well, okay, what's wrong with that?
Because she doesn't think he's Planned Parenthood and... And she didn't think it was his job to do it.
Oh, he shouldn't be giving them away.
To me.
Does she just not want you guys to be friends anymore or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's jealous. You're not even sleeping with. It's not even that kind of relationship. That is so bizarre. I mean, this would be like my wife telling me I couldn't hang out or talk to you.
Well, she wasn't there when he gave them to me.
It's so bizarre.
And I was just over there. I'm like, hey, you got any condoms and lube?
I'll give you an example. Hold on. Somebody texted me to say, hey, we got to go to lunch soon. I got to talk about some stuff. I was like, okay. And it was a girl. Who the hell was it? Was it Michelle? Oh, no, it was Doran. It's Doran. Doran sent me a text.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what did she say? She said, hey, I want to go to lunch. And I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, we'll go. I said, we'll find time. Let's go. She goes, okay. And that would be like my wife saying, oh, no, you're not going to lunch with her.
Well, that'd be
stupid. Why would anyone? I mean, what the heck?
No.
So you're
That's
saying
not
that
allowed.
If your friend couldn't say, hey, let's go to.
No.
Really?
Mm.
I see. I don't get that. Oh, by the way, I'm being told that Rage only likes one. One finger? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's one fist.
Oh. Nice, TJ.
How'd you know that was TJ that said that?
Mm.
TJ says that it is true that Rage only likes one fist.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just thought I'd share that with everybody.
Okay. I don't know what a Rage is. I've never met a Rage.
You don't know Rage?
No.
Not to make sure.
I remember getting in a fight with him on the air. And he called me a bitch or something.
Yeah, he's very bizarre. He's another bizarre one.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So what else has been going on besides the end of my life?
The end of your life is not happening. You're fine. You're fine.
I think the guy at the gas station has a crush on me.
Maybe he does. Maybe he likes your type. What are you buying in there? A little lube and stuff?
No, Polar Pop.
You're buying what?
A Polar Pop.
A Polar Pop. You know what? That sounds so unhealthy, whatever the hell a Polar Pop is. It just doesn't sound...
Polar Pop of tea.
Of what?
Tea.
Oh. Is that one of those delectable ice cream-like delights?
No, a Polar Pop is the styrofoam, big, super-sized...
Yeah.
Circle K.
Oh, you're filling it with tea. I get it. Okay.
Stays cold longest.
Oh, it's a lot of tea to drink.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate tea.
Why?
I'm also allergic to it, but even if I wasn't allergic to it, I would hate tea.
How can you be allergic to tea?
I don't know. It's since I'm a little kid, so I don't know.
But you're not allergic to coffee.
No. No, it's not the caffeine. That's not. Because there's caffeine in tea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I'm allergic to. I'm allergic to something.
The leaf.
Yeah, I get ill.
That's odd.
Yeah, but I've had tea and.
What was that?
I guess I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
And I break out and stuff, so.
Did you enjoy your party?
Oh, my anniversary. Boy, we haven't been on the air for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was nice. Well, didn't you think it was nice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fun.
I had a good time.
It was a weird time, though, because, you know, it's the first week of the show.
Right.
So, you know. I've been so consumed with the morning show, the MAY morning show, the last 2 weeks. So today was the first day that we could actually, like at a meeting after the show, we were going over some stuff. You know what I mean? Today's the first day where it's like, it's starting to feel normal. So now let's figure out what the next steps are and do this and do that. So it was actually pretty nice to get a sense of normalcy.
Uh-huh.
So I did like that, you know.
Right.
Because that was very, very needed.
Good.
So we're finally there, you know. But today we were talking about the car. I mean, the van.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was in getting my mammogram, yeah. That's what the lady was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, everybody in town's talking about it. I'm serious. Everybody in town's talking about that freaking van
and
going through the window.
She was even making fun of it.
At the McDonald's on 6th and South Grand. I'm telling you, I hit on the pulse. Everybody in the city's talking about it. I was in Harvey's office after the show, and I was like, Jesus, everyone in the city's talking about it. It's crazy. It's all over Facebook. And we got the owner of the damn McDonald's to call in today.
Right.
Which is pretty cool, you know? I mean, you think about it. It's like, wow, you know, that's a pretty cool thing to have someone call in and discuss it, so. But she was saying, she goes, they're hoping to get it open as early as today.
Yeah. That's my McDonald's. What am I going to do without my McDonald's?
I know, and it's a very popular McDonald's. It's always busy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I need an egg McMuffin.
Yeah, you know what I had the other day?
What?
Saturday, I was doing some work for the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go deliver
all those posters.
Oh, my God. Oh, I drove so much. Nikki, it was crazy.
My butt would have been numb.
Oh, it was insane. There was so much driving.
Yeah.
Ugh. A lot of driving. But because I was driving, I'm like, okay, I got to eat something. So this is what I ate on Saturday. Well, I tried to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Dairy Queen because we were driving. Like, the only place was Dairy Queen that we'd go to. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 4 something. I'm like, shit, you know, we got to eat something. So I had a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But just one meat patty.
Mm-hmm.
And the cheeseburger. And it filled me up. I was like, oh my, I realized I haven't had a burger. Because, you know, I'm counting calories. I'm not like no carb anymore. I'm counting calories, the whole process to it. And I realized that I haven't, I realized that I hadn't eaten just a burger in months.
Right. A burger will fill me up. Yeah. I usually just get like a single burger or like the small double burgers.
Well, now I'm counting calories, okay?
Right.
So, but I've never eaten just like the small burger from a menu. Like,
right.
If I go to McDonald's, I'm not ordering the cheeseburger. I'm ordering at least a quarter pounder. So I'm not used to just getting the regular size cheeseburger. Well, I got it. I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I was way under calorie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just didn't eat the rest of the day.
I don't eat a lot of bread, so I think that's helped shrink my stomach too.
But listen, Friday I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been very excited about this movie. And I said, Friday I'm eating so few calories. My wife goes, why? I said, because I want a big freaking bag of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger, the better. And I want butter on it. And I said, I'm going to eat. I don't care if I eat all 2,000 calories in one meal.
Right.
I literally ate handfuls. It's a waste of money. My wife's like, she goes, bulk. She goes, how about next time I just get a small? I said, yeah, I'm not good. There's no way for the extra large again. I can't eat that much.
Right.
I think it is my stomach.
It's the bulk.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And I like, don't get me wrong, I like the fact that I feel like this, but mm-hmm. I just got to get used to it. I mean, I used to be able to eat a lot of food.
Right.
There was a time when I was a kid, I bet if I would have known these places were giving away free food if you eat like a whole steak or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'd have gone there and gotten a free meal.
Right.
But not now.
We went to Texas Roadhouse, and I always get the 6-ounce sirloin.
Oh, yeah.
The smallest one that they have. And this week, I was mad. I ordered 8-ounce sirloin, which is what I'm thinking, oh, it's only 2 ounces more, whatever.
Yeah.
I ate it, and I almost got sick because I got the same size that I always get. This extra 2 ounces about made me throw up. I was miserable for the rest of the night.
Well, I'll tell you, I guess it's a good feeling, but it's a weird feeling. I've got more messages. Brett says, Ray, would you please ask Nikki, since her life is over,
yeah,
can I have her car?
Thank you. You don't want my car.
Thank you for asking. That's what he says.
You don't want my car.
Oh, so you're not giving away the car?
No.
Sorry, Brent. She's too good to give away the car.
The car is crap.
No, I think the car is nice. It's a little messy, but. At least last time I saw it.
The car needs the exhaust reconnected and then the holes in the exhaust fixed.
Oh, the cigarette ashtray in that car is disgusting.
What?
The ashtray.
What about it?
Disgusting.
What are you talking about?
Your ashtray in your car.
Huh?
In your car, you have an ashtray?
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of ashes in it and stuff?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
What are you talking about?
I thought when I saw your car, your ashtray was disgusting.
When did you see my car, like 2 years ago?
No, the last time I was... Oh, sweetie, you might be right. Hold on. I was over at... you know what? Yeah, it might have been. I was over at TAX.
Yeah, that's like 3 years ago.
You pulled in the parking lot. I didn't realize.
3 years ago.
I didn't realize it was so long ago until you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, the ashtray looked disgusting.
Yeah.
So you cleaned it out since then.
I've cleaned my car in 3 years. Come on, Ray.
Has it been 3 years?
Yeah.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too old.
I would say it has been. It was at least 2 years. Because it was right after he had his heart attack. And I was... August of 15.
To wash it out.
What?
I mean, to clean it out. You cleaned out the tray.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then this winter, it hit a sign and cracked the front bumper. The plastic coating on it.
Yep. Yeah. Well.
So it's got a cracked bumper. And then because it's gone so long without the exhaust being fixed, it's got bad gas mileage.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he won't want the car. That's one way.
Nobody will want my car after I'm dead.
That's one way. Oh, my daughter's going to be driving soon. I might take your car.
Oh, you don't want it.
You should leave.
Something better.
What do you have that's better?
What do I have that's better? Nothing.
Brent says, I just have TJ come fix the car for me, unlike Nikki. Well, it makes sense. Yeah.
TJ's a busy man.
Get the car fixed. That's what I do.
I don't have any money.
Well, I want something in case you die.
What?
I'm saying that in case you die.
Uh-huh.
I, you know.
You want something of mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have some of my paintings.
No, I don't want panties.
Painting.
Oh, I thought you said panties.
Painting.
I thought you said panties.
It was a framed painting.
Oh, I do want a painting, yes. I thought you said panties. I was like, oh, God.
Your brain is in the...
No, listen, I hear what I hear. I was troubled by it. I was, you know...
It's like you didn't know hefty, hefty, hefty. Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
I couldn't hear it.
I don't know why.
Listen, you know I have bad hearing.
Ugh.
I can't help it.
No, you did like, hey, hey, hey.
I thought that was good.
Have you seen my sister?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Very funny. Very entertaining.
I know.
Offering me
I'm
panties.
I'm an entertaining person.
Offering me panties when you die. I thought that was...
And you're not Andrew. You don't want no granny panties.
Well, I was like, and I was thinking to myself, like, oh, God, what a disgusting thing to give to a friend. But I didn't want to say anything, you know.
I do have some fancy granny panties.
I mean, it's troubling to say something like that.
They make fancy granny panties.
No, I wouldn't want those. I was troubled. I, you know.
Big girl thongs?
No, I don't want any big girl thongs. Well, it's just, if our relationship was a sexual or even playfully.
No.
Or even playfully sexual, but you know, I'm a married man. It's inappropriate to leave someone panties if you die.
Did I tell you the story about how I still do this? I always have clothes in my car.
All right.
Always.
Not sure why, but okay.
I do. And this is when I was in my 20s, and back when you used to hang out, like, in parking lots with your friends and sit and talk, like, a bunch of you in a row in small towns, and that's what you would do at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
It's a small town thing.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else better to do.
Well, yeah.
So, this one night, I was sitting there, and one of my friends, we'll call him... we'll call him John.
All right, John.
Yeah, we'll call him John.
John.
He gets out of the pickup truck and he's like leaning in, you know, the car. My window's rolled down.
Right.
He's talking to me and he's like the jokester of the group.
Yeah.
And he sees a bra in the back seat.
A bra, okay.
A bra. He proceeds to grab the bra, run to his truck, and take off.
Well, what a pervert.
With a bunch of buddies. Yeah. I'm like, that's an expensive bra. Come
how,
back here.
How old a guy is this?
Huh?
How old a person is this?
We're all in our 20s, early 20s.
All right, yeah.
So I chase after him. By the time I find him coming down the highway, he has tied the bra to his antenna.
Oh, my God.
Like it's a flag.
So it's getting bugs and stuff in your bra.
Yes, this is during the summer, you know.
What do? Run home and tell your parents I need a new bra because, well, John stole
No, mine. I was living on my own at that point.
Okay. So, well, I'd be angry because you just can't afford these bras.
It was like a $40 bra.
The big girl
thought. I was not happy.
The big girl thong doesn't have stains in it, does it?
I was not that big back then.
I'm just worried about the big girl thong.
It was chunky girl bra.
Oh. Now let's talk about the thong that you mentioned earlier.
What about my big girl thong?
Yeah, I don't want stains on that thong, is there? I mean...
There's no stains. What do you think? If I'm a big girl, I got stains on my butt?
No! I'm just saying then.
Why are you asking if there's stains on my big girl thong?
I'd ask no matter what the size is.
Just, good Lord.
Just because you're a friend of mine. Just because you're a friend of mine.
By the time I got my bra back, it had brown holes through the nipples.
Right.
And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He paid me for the bra.
Oh, he gave you money?
He paid me for the bra.
That's nice.
It was very nice of him. But I still can't believe that happened.
Well, he gave you money, so what's it, you know?
But it was my bra going up and down the street where everybody could see it.
Yep. You ever seen those girls with, like, the thongs? Like the thin, you know, the there's two parts.
E-string.
Like, yeah, there's the part that goes at the back and the part that goes in the front, right?
Uh-huh.
And the little material that goes in the back, it's totally changed colors.
What?
It's like a brown. It's totally changed colors.
No, I've never seen that.
Because it's dirty. Because it's dirty.
That's gross.
It's filthy.
Yuck.
Sometimes I crack myself up.
They need to learn how to wipe their ass.
A discolored thong.
Oh, that's more likely if the guy was wearing one.
God. Oh, God.
I don't understand skid marks in men's underwear.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't get it either because the only way to get them is if somehow you're...
You've got a dirty butt.
Well, even if your ass is dirty, you're not going to... I mean... You, if it's got to be that you somehow
excrete some kind of poopage.
No, it's like it's got to be if they've somehow gotten shoved up. You know what I mean?
Still, for the butthole should be clean.
I'm telling you, Nikki, I have had horrible bathroom problems. Okay, where I get like the trots. And I'm like, oh, I'm just like, I'm going to break wind or something. Like, oh, I'm going to take a fart. And then I go to fart and it's not, it's, you know, oh my God, stuff's coming out. And it's like, oh my God. You go, and I run to the restroom. Okay. And I'm like, oh shit. And I pull in my pants. I look at my underwear. They're fine. Didn't even get to my underwear. So what I'm saying is, even if you have that problem, you're not going to get them on your underwear unless your underwear is somehow into the area, in the crack.
I don't understand.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying that some, you know, if you're going to get like stains, all right, you somehow have to have bunched up your underwear and your, you know. In your crack.
Oh, Lord.
That's how they get the stains. Because I'm saying I'm very fat and stuff. I've never had, you know.
I've never had the problem of skid marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had them. And if it was so easy to get them, I know I would have. I've never had any problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they must be bunching up and then getting stains.
I don't know.
That's what I'm bringing up.
Yeah.
By the way, aren't you people glad you listened to this? I really hope there's no, like, I hope there's no Ray Lytle Morning Show people accidentally listening to this. I don't want them confusing it, going, oh my God, what is this show? This is disgusting.
I do, though. I listen to the morning show. I get up early and I get ready and I listen and I start thinking, who can I call into as today?
But yeah, but it's a nice show, right? There's, I mean, we're not talking about filthy underwear, giant thongs or, you know, we don't talk about any of that. We don't talk about fingers in the ass.
I start thinking... I like reply in my head.
I think your calls have been some of the highlights of the. I really do. I think your calls have been fabulous.
And even when you're talking about serious stuff, I'm like replying in my head.
Yeah, no, I think your calls have been fantastic.
Good.
That's what I think.
That means you can't hear.
Yeah, no. Except when I can't. Yeah, except when I can't hear them. Because I'm deaf, you know.
Oh, no, it was supposed to, you were supposed to answer the phone right after you said husky.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sometimes
you know,
keep talking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Blame the husky. I don't know.
No, when that caller team that called and you asked, you were like, is Husky okay? Just say, call Husky's okay.
Right, then they were.
And then I was going to say, hefty, wimpy.
Yeah, I got what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah. I have to explain it.
There's so many calls. I mean, on that show, you know?
Uh-huh.
The phone's nonstop. The phone is nonstop, and...
I know.
Not all the calls are winners, so...
There's plenty of times I've tried calling with an idea of something
funny,
and I don't get through.
Like, I was talking to Harvey today. Was talking about our... he's like, maybe trying to find ways to screen calls, and I'm just like, I'm not even going to get into this because there's so many calls. I mean...
Right.
Between, like, 6 and 8...
The 6 o'clock hour is
it's insane. Hour. It's insane.
Right.
I get thousands of people trying to call it. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the calls I can and try to keep them interesting and move on.
Yeah.
But oh, I don't know. Who knows?
It sounds good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it was fun to do a podcast today.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, right? We haven't done one in a while. But I told people before, I said, listen, we're still going to do a podcast. It's just I can't, because the first 2 weeks of the show, I can't do it. And look, it has been 2 weeks, and now we're doing a podcast, just like I told you guys.
There you go.
So for those of you people who said, and I know there were some that said, yeah, this is the last Morning Disaster podcast. Ray's going back to FM radio. He's going back to AM radio. So much for the podcast. F us. Well, it's not F you, because we're back.
Yeah.
I don't know how many a week we're going to do, but here's the first one. So.
Yeah.
So we are doing podcast.
Right.
So F you.
F you.
F you.
F you.
That's the clip I need you going, F you.
F you.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's the Morning Disaster. And we'll be back again really soon. All right? It depends on our schedules and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All right, so enjoy. This is the Morning Disaster Podcast. Tell your friends about it. It'll be available on the webpage in just a little bit. So long, everybody.
Bye.